in it. I am so excited to be with you on today. God is just awesome. I've not received any miracles in the mailbox, no money on my steps. I'm just blessing God just to be alive today. I'm just blessing God just to have the activities of my limbs and a portion of my right mind. God is awesome. And for this, I bless him. Sometimes we think we need to have some miraculous thing happen, but the miracle happens every morning that you get up, and that's a blessing. That is a blessing. So let's start this day as we always do, by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. God, we thank you. We lift you high in all the earth. God, in spite of all the hurts and pains and discomfort and issues that are going on in our life, we still bless you, God. We tell you thank you because you are awesome, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And you keep on doing great things for us. Wherefore, I am glad. So, God, we lift you high today. We magnify your name, God. We continue to center ourselves on the meaning of this season, God. It's not about dinner. It's not about stuffing or dressing, God. But it's about your grace and your mercy toward us that when we were yet sinners, God, you chose not to consume us. And your mercy is renewed every morning. And for this, we bless you. I thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hey, special shout out to the greatest church in the world. And if you're in Metro Atlanta and you don't have a church home, y'all, there are so many fantastic and marvelous churches in this city. But I can only tell you about one that I know in detail. I tell you what. You need to try the Center of Hope. It is awesome. I've got an awesome and magnificent family. I do not do this alone. I want to give a great big shout out to my family, my direct team that supports me, my fantastic wife, and man, my executive pastor, Brian McCory, absolutely fantastic man of God, my chief operating officer, Dr. Rollins. That's my daughter. She does a fantastic job. And if you call the Center of Hope, you are talking to my daughter, Samantha. Whatever you need, we're going to make it happen for you. So check us out. Listen, I got something. Go with me to Luke 17, the gospel according to Luke 17, verse 11. Let me give you the word today. And it reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, through the midst of Samaria, Galilee, he entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 lepers which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Master, have mercy upon us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them saw that he was healed and turned back with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks and said, He was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Were there not 10, but where are the 9? Therefore, he found not that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. I want to talk to you this morning just for a few moments in time from the topic, I am the one. I am the one. You are the one. Here in the story, it's amazing to me that as Jesus was going through Samaria, he went to a village, and there were 10 men who were stricken with leprosy. Let me tell you this story. Leprosy that time was a skin disease that literally rotted through your flesh and through your bones until your limbs literally fell off. When you contracted leprosy, you had to leave everything, your job, your family, everything, and stay on the outside of town. If someone came close to you, you had to put your hands up and holler, leprosy, leprosy, because it was that contagious. These men received a death sentence. They did not know where they got it from, but they found communion together. So watch this. While Jesus was coming their way, they hollered out to him and asked for mercy. This is what blesses me. At a time in their life where they could have asked for anything else, they asked for mercy. They could have asked for money. They could have asked for cars, but they asked for mercy. Sometimes, family, I think we don't really know what to ask for. We ask God for things when we really need to ask God for things on the inside of us. We ask God for money when we really need peace of mind. We ask God for cars and houses when we really need God to repair relationships that we have. I don't know what prompted them, but they cried out for mercy. Mercy. What does mercy mean? Mercy means, God, I don't deserve it, but would you do it anyway just because of your kindness? How many of you can have that testimony? Father, I don't deserve to be where I am. It's nothing short of your mercy that I'm even alive. It's nothing short of your mercy and your grace that I'm where I am today. I don't deserve it, but you've just been good to me. They ask for mercy. Here's what Jesus says to them. He says, go show yourself to the priest. Here's what I want to know. Can you handle God's instructions for healing? Can you handle exactly what God commands for you to do? What did God say to him? He says, he didn't give them no prayer line. He didn't lay hands. He didn't knock nobody out like you do in church. He says, go and show. What they had to do, they had to take this condition. They had to walk in faith and walk past the folks who had already condemned them to death. When you are believing God for things, you've got to be able to walk past folks while you know they're talking about you and still stay focused on what God has told you to do. You've got to walk past folks who said you'll never be nothing, you'll never go nowhere. They simply had to walk. You've got to take a walk in faith even when you don't know where you're going. And they had to go back to the church. Sometimes you got to go back to the church, the same place where you started. Get back to church. These men started walking. And while they walked, God began to work. Did you get that? While you are walking, God will begin to work. While you are moving and active and doing what God tells you to do, then God will begin to work. Stop telling yourself, I'm going to start the business when I get the money. Start working and watch God work. Stop telling yourself everything's going to fall in line soon as somebody comes to help me. Start walking and watch God work. When they began to walk, the healing happened not when they got there, but it happened on the way. I need to speak that into somebody's life, that soon as you get up and start walking, I don't know where you're going, I don't know what you're doing, but as soon as you get up and get active in the thing that God called you to do, that's when God will begin to work miracles in your life. Have these men stood there and said, man, we can't go in the town, we sick. If we go in the town, they're gonna get us. If we go in the town, they can stone us. They had to take a walk of faith. They had to get up and get moving. It's time for you to get up and get moving. Stop the complaining. Walk in faith. I'm speaking it over your life. Get up and walk. When they walked, they began to be healed. But watch this. When you get what you want, sometimes you forget where you got it. When you get everything that God has spoken into your life, sometimes you forget where you got it. 10 men were healed, but only one turned around. Today, I want to talk to you about this. I am the one. You're the one. Let's be the one that remembers just how good God has been to us. Be the one that says, you know what, in spite of all the mistakes that I've made, God has been merciful. He's been kind to me. I don't deserve to be where I am, but God has been fantastic. The one went back and fell at Jesus' feet, and Jesus said, were there not 9, 10 of you all, but I only see one? Be that one. While everybody else forgets how they got there, you be the one to get in your corner with God and say, you know what? If it were not for you, there'd be no me. If it were not for you, you saved me from me. And that's why I'm here on my knees telling you thank you. When Jesus saw that none of the other men were coming, he said, listen, I've got something special for you. The one, you and me, the one. Says, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. God said, I'm going to complete the work in your life. So, family, today, I'm the one. Would you point to yourself and just say, I'm the one. You are the one. This season, let's get back in the presence of the Lord and tell him thank you. While everybody's carving turkey, having a good time, you join them. But first, let's give God the praise for all that he's done. I'm the one. You're the one. God's going to move in your life while you're walking. Let's pray. Wonderful God you are, magnificent God you are. We thank you. God, we pause today just to remember and reflect on how good you are. God, you allow us to walk when we should have crawled. You allowed us to walk when we should have been buried. You allow us to walk when we should have been sick. God, you're just so merciful. You allow us to walk when our families should have been destroyed. For this we bless you. When our minds could have been just misplaced, you continue to do good. So, Father, today I pray on this call for every person who is entering into the Thanksgiving season. God, I pray for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. But, God, I also pray that we all take a moment to thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Family, I'm the one, and so are you. This season, let's give God praise. You know what you got to do, family? Post this video today and watch God do great things. I love y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.